This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off our number two in studio tonight, we've got Daryl.
And Mark.
And Ian.
And we'll go to the call-in line on the Discord here in just a second. But if you want to call us on the telephones, you can do that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, coming up, apparently there's some news out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
And it might be good news.
Which is basically just an apartment flat that Julian Assange has been living in for the better part of half a decade now.
Yeah, at least.
But first, let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling in on Discord. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm looking forward to hearing the news on Julian. I actually visited that window of his last year. It wasn't anything to see because, you know, he doesn't come to the window. But I went there and there was a protest across the street, and I talked with those people for a while.
There are definitely some photographs of Julian Assange at that window. He probably doesn't make a regular journey to the window, but
right.
If you were stuck in a hotel room for 6 years, I'd probably, you know, if I were you, I'd be standing at the window fairly often.
That's the only outside that he gets is walking on that tiny, tiny little balcony.
I'd spend a lot of time at that window.
So what's on your mind, Gene?
Well, anyway, I'm just coming back from Oshkosh and the EA convention. Yep. And I saw a lot of technology there that's very, very impressive. I brought home my first automated drone that I'm anxious to play with. And they had this flying vertical takeoff and landing machine, you know, how they're automating, making. Yeah, they're making all these taxis and stuff that are based on drone technology, but I don't know if you've seen the one where it's kind of like a bathtub with a wing on the front and a wing on the back and four electric motors on each wing, and it takes off by kind of rocking back and then lifting up and then rocking forward. It's all one piece. It's extremely, what I would say, reliable because there are no moving parts, basically, to this machine other than the motors and the propellers. There are
How is this different from the Sky Car, the Mueller Sky Car that has been in development for decades?
Totally different. The Mueller Sky Car is a complicated machine that has gears and cables and all kinds of stuff. This machine is incredibly simple.
And what's it called?
I forgot the name of it, but it's only been on YouTube for a few days. They released the YouTube video basically a couple of weeks before Oshkosh, and I got to see this thing firsthand. But what I'm getting at is the technology and the way that it's advancing. And I got to thinking about technology and gunerment. And we've had 6,000 years of technology being restricted by the damn government. And this goes way back to the kings and, you know, the ruling elites always keeping people down and not letting them develop their ideas.
Well, isn't this the people that call themselves government are deathly afraid of change because change means people need them less. People fear fewer things.
But they're already in the way of this. Aren't they going to be stopped by the FAA just like the Mueller Sky Car was stopped by the FAA?
Every one of these new technologies, they get a burst, an amazing burst of new technology that just flies out the door because people are completely unrestricted. Then the goons come in and they start throwing their regulations and their rules in place and they stifle innovation. Right. And what I'm thinking, I would imagine, I can hardly imagine where mankind would be if the last 6,000 years there was no restrictions and no government. Just, I don't know, we would be on Mars for sure, and we might be beyond Mars. the incredible advances of the human mind when they don't have all these rules and regulations on
them. I mean, can you imagine if the Wright brothers had to ask permission to experiment with flying? I mean, there would have been so many bureaucrats that would have stood in the way of that.
If the FAA was around when the Wright brothers decided to take off on Kitty Hawk, is that the name of the
Well, they wouldn't have been around because there would be, you know, the concept of aviation would have just been a fantasy.
I'm just saying. No, people were flying in hot air balloons, and there were other devices that people were using.
We need to protect the hot air balloons from these vertically traveling airplanes.
Right, a airplane could fly right into a hot air balloon, and people could fall out of the sky, and everybody could die, and so danger, danger, we need to prohibit this. And then we'd still be driving everywhere.
No, we should be using horse and buggies because the horse and buggy manufacturers, they would have put in a petition to stop Henry Ford from creating the assembly line.
But, Gene, are you saying this new technology is already in use or that this company is trying to develop it and trying to get it through the government?
This particular, they had two machines there. One was their working prototype that they've already flown 10,000 miles. And I talked to a girl there. She was one of the engineers on the project, and she's traveled the largest distance in this machine. It's a one-person machine.
But she probably has a license for flying, right? She's probably got her 1,000 hours.
She did not fly this thing at all. It was automated. She just sat in it as a passenger.
Is that the workaround where the individual isn't actually flying? They're just, the program is running?
It's a theory that
there's a workaround.
It's a theory that it's a workaround.
It's the government hasn't gotten their fingers
in it yet. Okay.
Yeah, so they're behind the curve, and that's when technology blossoms is when the government hasn't gotten their stinky little fingers in there yet.
It's like the computer industry. They haven't quite figured out how to regulate the computer industry, and that's why we continue to see advances like Moore's Law every 18 months, computing power doubles.
I've heard that's broken down at this point.
That's what they say, but then other people will defend it in other directions.
Processing power hasn't gotten much.
But
Earlier about the fear.
Go ahead,
Gene. That's the thing. You mentioned earlier about fear, and that's the thing. That's the driving force. Government always uses fear to scare people into doing what they want.
Right.
And the truth of the matter is, everything is dangerous. The world is dangerous. Living is dangerous, and you cannot regulate safety. So, yes, if there's no regulations, people are going to get killed. I'm sorry, that just happens. But I got news for everybody. Even with regulations, people are getting killed left and right every day. So why allow them to put regulations on you for safety that you're never going to see?
Yeah. Good point, Gene. Thank you for the call. And
I want to know, by the way, when Gene, if he gets a chance to find this video, put it in the chat room, the Free Talk Live chat or something like that. That way we can see. I'm curious to see what this thing looks like since we don't know what to search for. If you can figure it out, Gene, thanks for the call.
Yeah, and I'm also curious if, there's some kind of workaround on whenever autonomous cars wind up actually being a thing that aren't just being tested by Google and Waymo and whatever other companies.
Yeah, you can have one.
If, there's a legal workaround to where I don't need a driver's license because I'm not driving the car. The car's driving itself.
Shouldn't a child be able to operate an automated car? If, the kid wants to go to the candy store, he puts in the candy store, hits go, and then the car takes him there, right? That's not driving, is it?
I find it so horrifying, the notion of what you're talking about, but it's probably right.
Well, that doesn't mean the government's not going to try to stop that, but ultimately, the car's in charge.
Right, but, in some places, they wind up defining operating a vehicle, which is if you're in control, which could just mean that, you push
who
a button.
Who pressed the button, though? If you don't tell the cops who pressed the button, then how can they prove that it was the child that did it?
If the child's the only one in the car, they're going to assume.
Proof. Well, you can assume, but that's not proof. Could have been dad who pressed the button like you didn't want to go. Here, take yourself to the candy store. Bing, go.
That's how in some places, even if someone is intoxicated, but asleep in the car, you're in charge of the automobile at this time, so therefore operating with, you know, the intoxicant, something, something, blah, 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 go to jail.
I love the idea of a flying car thing that you don't have to actually fly. That sounds great. I would love to not have to be in traffic anymore. Can we have this now?
FAA says no.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, Gene says they already have this thing.
I understand, but from an energy usage standpoint, it costs a lot less energy to roll across the ground than it does to fly through the air.
And also from allowing it to go to market, I don't think FedGov will allow that. Right. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Mark.
And Ian. By the way, I want you to know about AnyPay.Global. If you run a retail operation, if you're a manager or an owner of a retail establishment, and you're interested in cryptocurrency and been, you know, wondering, how do you actually accept crypto at your point of sale, at the cash register? How do you do it? Well, it's easier now than it's ever been thanks to AnyPay.Global. And longtime listeners of the show will remember that our former co-host, Derek J. Freeman, is one of the guys behind AnyPay. So it's sort of kind of still in the family. It's nice that our friends created this amazing program that makes it super easy for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance of great cryptos like Bitcoin, BTC, Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and a few others through the AnyPay system. All you have to do is go to AnyPay.Global, sign up for an account, and it doesn't get any easier than this. You just create your username and password, and you're in. There's no paperwork. There's no tax ID. There's no forms that you have to fill out. No government hoops to jump through, unlike some of the payment processors out there. AnyPay doesn't care who you are. You can go and use their service, and it's free over at AnyPay.Global. That's right. They don't charge you a percentage to help you accept cryptocurrency. It's amazing, and it works so easily. If you already have a tablet at your point of sale, you're halfway done. You just sign up at AnyPay.Global, you put your own personal crypto wallet addresses in the setup page, and then you load the app on the tablet. That's it. You're ready to go. Check it out. It's free. AnyPay.Global.
So, Ian, some people might ask the question, well, why do I need some special thing to accept crypto if I just have a wallet?
Well, because of at the register, you're probably, if you're an owner or a manager, you're probably not working the register all the time. It's probably a cashier who's doing that. And you would not want to give your cashier your full cryptocurrency wallet, because then they might be able to send crypto out of it. And, I mean, you might trust your cashier and everything, but the fact is, cashiers are probably the most likely to be stealing from your cash register if you're going to have theft happen in your business. And hopefully it'll never happen to you. But you don't want to generally trust a cashier or a low-level employee with bank account access.
Right. And it also winds up allowing, you know, the cashier to put in the exact amount. So instead of just printing out a QR code and putting on the counter.
Yep.
Where some businesses have done that.
That's the old bad way of collecting
crypto.
Right, so
you put in the amount, and then the person scans, and so you know that they are sending you the right amount, and then you see that payment confirmation.
Right, instantly it turns, most of the time it's instant. It took a few seconds for you today, but when we were out
eating, I think that was
dinner.
More a connectivity issue on my end.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're on the cutting edge of things here. It's brand new technology, and
right.
Most of the time it's very, very reliable. Instantaneously, usually, once the person sends the crypto payment, the whole screen and the cashier's tablet turns green. It says paid in real big letters.
And there's a ding.
And there's a ding. Ding. You know, you got paid. So you know the bill's paid. It's really easy.
Yes.
And you need easy for some cashiers. It's just reality.
Yes, you do. Let's go to the phones. We've got Milton calling in from Saratoga. Milton, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Doing well. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
So if John McAfee is the nominee for the Libertarians in 2020, would you vote for him? Because
why not?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Oh, yeah, hi. Yeah, because it's looking right now like the top three rumored candidates are Joe Walsh,
Joe Walsh?
Yeah.
He's not even a Libertarian
that does 185.
I know, right? But then again,
wait, is this the guy from the rock group
who lost his license and now he can't drive?
Oh, no, it's the guy.
Some guy that, like, up until a week ago was in the Trump administration.
Oh, okay, so he's a Republican.
Something. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's a former, like, Republican congressman who's I'm a Tea Partier, so I must be a Libertarian.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin also was part of that taxed enough already thing. She is definitely not a Libertarian. So who's the other person that you're thinking it might be?
Bill Wells.
This is a former governor of Massachusetts, just an absolutely awful choice.
Okay. Yeah.
And you said the other choice is
McAfee.
John McAfee.
So McAfee, Walsh, and What's his name? Bill Weld.
I happen to know that Adam Kokesh, longtime occasional guest, occasional co-host here on Free Talk Live, friend of the show, he's going to be running for this nomination as well. So it's going to be...
Arvind Vora has thrown his name.
That's the former vice chairman of the Libertarian Party.
Who's ignominiously been kicked off the board recently, right?
He did not win re-election, which is not the same as kicked off the board.
Okay.
There actually was a resolution to expel him from the LNC about a month and a half prior to the convention that wound up failing because the appeals process would have taken until well after the convention. So, no, he was not kicked off the board.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's, in my opinion, it's way too early to really be speculating about this. I mean, we're 2 years away from this convention actually happening, basically.
Right.
Summertime of 2020.
Memorial Day weekend in Austin, Texas. Yeah. I plan to be there. There's actually a former campaign staffer of my campaign from 2 years ago, Kim Ruff, who has recently announced that she will be seeking the nomination. That's who I am currently, unless, you know, something drastic happens over the next almost 2 years, that's who I will be supporting.
I would
for
support
the nomination.
McAfee because he's a total troll and so entertaining, and I would love to have an entertaining troll.
And then let's also not forget Vermin Supreme. He's got ponies. Milton, thank you for
McAfee Supreme 2020.
That sounds like it would be a good sandwich.
It's a winning ticket. They would crush Donald Trump if Trump would have the courage to debate John McAfee.
Which, you know, that's not going to happen.
No,
because...
but it sure would be hilarious if Vermin Supreme got up on stage and started putting glitter all over Donald Trump, as he's wont to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still banned from St. Anselm College. It's actually
because he did that to somebody once.
There's actually some, like, political institute that exists on the campus of the college. And even though Vermin Supreme offered to pay the cleaning bill to get all of the glitter out of the carpet, they said, you can never come back to our facility.
I wouldn't want to go back there either. A bunch of stuck-up prudes.
They are stuck-up prudes. But speaking of stuck-up prudes, the British government and the Ecuadorian government seems to be not as stuck up because they've been helping Julian Assange by providing him some level of asylum for the last, 6 years or so?
So, yeah, I've got a story here, and this has been in headlines now for more than a week, and I'm surprised we haven't actually talked about it yet. So I'm glad we're doing it today because there's been an update in this case where, as you know, since 2012, Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, which is an amazing website that has embarrassed countless politicians the world over, he's been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, and for many years at this point, and they've been talking about kicking him out. And this is a legitimate concern for Assange because the UK government wants him. They want to arrest him because apparently he jumped bail at some point. We'll get back into the history of what happened here.
Right. Well, the interesting thing is, you know, the reason that the UK government wants him originally was something about some charges in, was it Sweden? That wound up being dropped, but the UK government still wants him on those charges.
No, they want him for jumping bail. So even
on the charges that wound up getting dropped?
Correct.
We'll talk about it and try to not get too confused here in moments. Plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. the car fire in Redding, California, which has killed 6 people and destroyed 500 structures, is still only 5% contained. But with calmer winds, fire officials expect containment percentages to increase overnight. The number of people reported missing has decreased. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko.
A missing persons hotline has been established. To date, there's been 16 reports made of missing persons. 9 of those have been cleared. 7 are currently being investigated.
Currently, 38,000 people are under evacuation orders. Reading Police Chief Roger Moore says so many homes left empty poses a problem.
Looting is a specific crime. We are often getting to these folks before they commit the crime. We just arrested one with illegal weapons in a neighborhood that he shouldn't have been.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and join us live on the airwaves every night of the year. Yeah, that's right. Every single day. Think of a day we're doing a show that day. There might be a handful of days where we're not exactly live per se, but we're on the air.
That would be when we're on location and we're recording shows.
Yes. And, you know, absent those days when we're on location, you can also watch us on the Twitch. And most of the time on the Twitch, Ian's not wearing a shirt. So if you want to
I don't know if that's most of the time.
You want to wind up seeing, you know, Ian shirtless.
Usually
go
it's
to
Conan.
Twitch.
It's Wednesday nights with Conan and I where we do Topless Wednesdays together. But every now and then I'll do one just on my own.
Yeah. Twitch.
I'm not sure that's going to get you a single extra viewer.
There's some gay guys out there that are into it.
Okay.
Now, when you play video games, and you do occasionally play video games on the Twitch.
It's been a few weeks, a couple weeks probably since I've
shirt
done
or no shirt?
It depends.
Because that's at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
It depends.
All right.
It can be warm at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It can be. Twitch.lrn.fm. And there's a couple other shows. At least one, Call to Freedom.
Call to Freedom's on
is
Twitch.
Is on there. Yeah. And then whenever Vincent is back in Keene,
which will be 3
questioning
weeks.
Authority, yeah, will also be on the Twitch.
Correct.
Twitch.lrn.fm.
Follow us there. We're almost at 400 followers. We need like five or six more people.
Oh, and there's also some kind of way people can do a subscription?
There is. If you scroll down past the video, there's like some details on how you can link up your Twitch with your Amazon Prime and help us out.
And you do have to renew that once a month.
You don't have to, but you can.
Well, if you want to remain a subscriber.
Yeah, we'd appreciate it.
It's not just a one-time click and you're forever a subscriber.
I wish it was, but it's not.
Let's go to the phones where we've got Lauren Ruppler calling in. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live.
She's in a waterfall.
Hi.
Waterfall or car?
Hi.
Hello.
No, I'm in my car.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Vermont.
What are you doing in Vermont?
Really? Why?
Yeah.
Are you spreading the Free State Project to Vermont?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. No, I just, I met the right person. We're kind of moving forward. And this is where we're working. And we're happy. It's good.
You're not, you've not turned into socialist girl now, have you? Moving to Vermont?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay, what part of Vermont? The good part or the not so good part?
Burlington.
Oh wow, that's way up there.
That's
yeah.
So the good part.
All right. So what's on your mind?
It's absolutely gorgeous.
What's on your mind?
Oh, I don't know. I thought I'd call in, say hi, see what you guys were talking about. I have an opinion on everything. So what are we talking about today?
Well, you've got an admirer that calls into the show pretty regularly and. Apparently wants to see you naked. I mean, what else would an admirer want, exactly?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, since I don't find myself admiring people very often in that way. I mean, there's like a few, but I don't know. It's just interesting. Well, it's very flattering. I appreciate it. I don't think my boyfriend would be down with it, but...
So, generally not.
Didn't you used to be polyamorous?
I am. So I consider myself relationship fluid. It's a term I actually came up with myself.
What does that mean?
Hold on. What was the term again?
Relationship fluid.
Yeah, relationship fluid.
Okay.
So someone who's relationship fluid is somebody that's comfortable in both a polyamorous relationship and a monogamous relationship.
Uh-huh. I see. All right. So it's more like, what does your partner want? You're more willing to be flexible with that?
Yeah. I mean, mostly that's the way I do it. But for me, I think the older I get, the more I just want simplicity. So it's just a lot easier dating one person. I mean, it's not quite as fulfilling as a polyamorous relationship, but it's easy. So I guess right now I just want easy.
Thank you, Lauren. It's great hearing from you. We'll give your website out. It's just a lot of noise in the background there. But it's nice hearing from her over at laurenrumpler.com. That's where she's actually got all of her Free Talk Live episodes there on her website, which is cool.
Excellent. And
Quite the Entertainer. Have you ever heard her sing?
I don't recall.
It's incredible.
I think I've seen a YouTube video, maybe. I don't recall. Let's go to the Skype where we've got Douglas calling in from Pennsylvania. Douglas, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Well, thank you. Do they call it Twitch because we get to see Dion's twitching muscles?
Yes. Yes, that's why they call
not
it.
Not sure about that. That could be a terms of service violation.
Depends on what muscle you're
talking. That's what I'm saying.
That's on a muscle.
Topic, there was a guy named Sam who called after me last night. And on the specific details that he cited, he was right, I was wrong.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, what were the details? Because I wasn't on the show, Mark
wasn't
on the show, and there are probably a bunch of people listening that weren't listening last night.
Right. So this was, the topic was the trade tariffs, and we were talking about Harley-Davidson.
Mm.
And as it turns out, I made a whole bunch of points, and I guess anybody who's interested in what I had to say about tariffs, which was a lot more than what you, Daryl, had to say the night before. But the out of all the things that I had to say, as Sam was right, they aren't closing down the Harley-Davidson Pennsylvania plant.
Oh, okay, yeah, because he called to correct. He said he was correcting you that you were wrong, that they aren't closing the plant and moving it to Europe, and you had said they were. How do you know he was right? Because so, I looked online. I couldn't figure out what the truth was.
Well, I took a look, and the articles I found indicate that what they're doing, actually, there's an Indiana plant, I believe it is. But the most important points, I know one got garbled, and that is that for with the tariffs so far, for every one new job they brought to the United States, we've lost five jobs. And also there's an extra $3,700. So they're mothballing part of an Indiana plant. That's the other part. But it's going to increase the cost of building Harley Davidson's by $3,700. And Harley Davidson has agreed to eat that, which means that their stock price is going to, in all likelihood, go down because their earnings are going to go down.
Way down. Yeah. The washing machine company that I can't think of off the top of my head, they wound up getting hit where their stock dropped like 15%. After their quarter two earnings wound up being lower than expected, largely because of these tariffs, but they were actually supporting the tariffs. Because they thought that it would somehow, like, limit competition with them. Whirlpool, I think, is the
That's a big one, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have no reason to question any of those facts. And I'm not the first one to call to get facts wrong, I'm sure.
Sure. Yeah, and sometimes we get facts wrong as well.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate it. You're now qualified to be a co-host.
Yeah, I appreciate when people call in with corrections. And yes. Was there something new you wanted to add tonight to the discussion?
There was nothing real new. I didn't call to do that tonight necessarily. I called because the night before there was a discussion. I almost always am listening to you guys after the fact. So
got it.
I listen to recorded. But the the night before, Daryl was there, and a caller called up and was asking about Ayn Rand, what she would have thought of Ron Paul. And
right.
So Ayn Rand's philosophy, she was not a libertarian.
No.
She was an objectivist.
Correct.
It's a philosophy that she created on her own. And
so what do you think she would have thought of Ron Paul, very quickly?
Okay. Having read everything that she ever published, I believe that she would not have liked Ron Paul because she was a big hawk on Paul.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Visit BlinkProtect.com, BlinkProtect.com, all one word, BlinkProtect.com, or go to Amazon.com and search Blink Camera. Blink is an Amazon company. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line. Plus, there's the Skype. Username is lrn.fm. We've got somebody on there right now, and Skype recently did some kind of weird upgrade, so it's
different.
Not as user-friendly.
Not for
as
our purposes.
It has been. So if I don't answer the call, it's because I've got somebody on there right now, and I don't want to try going back and getting confused and accidentally dropping something. So just wait a few minutes. But want to, before we get to the phones, want to let you know that Bitcoin.com wants you to know that SaveItPurse.com is now accepting Bitcoin Cash, BCH, directly through the website. Now, you've known for a long time, or at least if you're a long-time listener, you know that SaveItPurse.com is a website you can go to. Save anywhere from 5 up to 33% on things that you were going to buy anyway from Amazon. And you could always use Bitcoin BTC, but within the last couple of months, there's been a bit of a change to where SaveItPurse.com is now allowing you to directly deposit Bitcoin Cash, BCH. And there is somebody mentioned a couple nights ago, Ian, that there's something, some kind of button you've got to push to wind up being able to use. Have you
actually wound up doing that? Yeah,
I'm
not sure about that. I loaded my account up with some Bitcoin Cash, but I don't know if I've gotten to the point of actually spending it yet. But I will, because I buy a lot of stuff through Save It Purse.
Yeah, as do I.
Yeah.
Although I'm not buying as much stuff as you are. But we've both been using it for several years. Mark, I'm not sure how often you use Save It Purse, because you do have the Amazon Prime.
My wife uses it when she is sure she's going to be around for the next couple of weeks, and it's a large item.
Got it. SaveAtPurse.com. Let's go to the Skype where we've got Riley calling in. Riley, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. There are a couple of topics that I want to talk about. The first is autonomous vehicles, and the second is places to visit in New Hampshire.
All right.
So
you're a blind guy, by the way, just for our listeners that don't know.
Yeah. Now, I am really thrilled with the idea of autonomous vehicles, except except computers are glitchy. And what happens right. if there's a glitch in the system while I'm alone in the car?
You'll never see it coming, happen. Whatever it is.
It's so true. But...
Well, now, Daryl's laughing, but, you know, that's actually not a bad thing, because they say that when, like, you brace for, if you're seeing something coming at you, and you brace for an accident, you're more likely to break your bones and such.
True.
Whereas yeah. if you don't know it's coming, like, so drunk people don't have this happen a lot of times, where they'll right. survive an accident that other people broke bones in because they were just totally, like, loose. They didn't know what
right.
was going to happen.
They didn't tense up.
Right, they didn't tense up. So you're actually more likely to survive.
Whiplash was terrible, I'm sure.
I'm sure it is. But the concern I have is if there's a glitch and there's a computer failure, I'm not going to be able to drive the car. And if I'm driving to a grocery store in this car and I get out and I'm in the middle of a parking lot, that's going to be a huge problem, too.
Well, once these cars are available, they're not going to have a wheel. They're not going to have a brake pad. They're not going to have...
The Google car doesn't even have a wheel. You just get
right.
in it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, the early versions are going to have a wheel and gas pedal and the whole thing.
Because that's what
we're used to. Well, right. For the transition period of where it's going to be buggy and you need to be paying attention even though this thing's going on, a decade after that, they're just going to be these little things that people step into and it takes them where they're going. That's you
right.
won't have any way of driving
that's
it.
One of the reasons that I think that Uber is working with companies on this technology so that, you know, basically these things would operate as taxis. I don't know if, mm-hmm. you know, your average private individual
would even have one.
Own
right.
one of these.
Because why would you, if these things are ubiquitous and you can just hit a button and then about 5 minutes from then one of them pulls up in front of your house, takes you to where you want to go, why would you want to have one of these things that you've got to fix?
The average car payment that we were talking that we
you had Libertarian Banker on saying it was like $400.
It's $400 a month, average car payment.
For a new car, average used car was three-something.
Right. So... Let's just call it $400 a month for the purpose of math.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what an Uber car is going to cost you once you cut the driver out
right.
of the equation.
It's going to be way cheaper. Because the drivers are getting 80% or 75% of an Uber ticket.
So let's presume they're going to be 30% of that. So
okay.
Your,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
Your ride's going to be... If it was $10,
time
now it's $3.
Yep. Last time I used an Uber, I was in New Orleans.
Yep.
I used an Uber to get from the New Orleans airport to the hotel I was staying at that was right next to the Superdome, $32, I believe.
Right, so knock off, 70% off of that, and you're down pretty significantly.
Like $9.
Yeah. I think, and then you don't have to tip the robot.
Right.
And if you're presuming that the ride is, I don't know, $5 for a short ride, and...
That's usually your minimum on an Uber is a $5.
Right, but that's when, but the driver takes up the majority of that.
Correct. 75% of it.
So in this future world where there's no driver, I'm just saying a $5 ride might be on average, then you're talking about $300 is your average car payment. You get 60 rides a month. That's 2 rides a day.
That's to and from work.
Offsets just the car payment. That doesn't include tax, tag, title, insurance.
Repair bills.
Repair bills. Well, repair, you don't usually. If you have a car payment, you don't have repairs usually.
Oh, really?
But, you know, whatever. I mean, if you don't have a car payment, then you do have repairs.
Mm-hmm. If you've got a car payment and you need new brakes, you're buying new brakes.
Yeah. Depends on if it's a lease or whatever, right?
A new car shouldn't need brakes.
But if somebody's got a car payment on a used car, then they damn well got to pay for their own brakes, right?
Yep.
Right, but, you know, like, things happen. So,
yep.
tree falls, you've got, you know, replace a windshield.
Agreed. Yeah. There are none of the extraneous costs, which what comes to mind first is insurance, registration, you know, these other things. And then
whatever,
maintenance, gasoline, all those things.
Regular oil changes.
A car probably costs most people somewhere between $300 and $600 per month.
And Uber's going to keep it clean, too. You know, somebody's going to go in there and vacuum it once a day or, you know, once every day.
Oh, I thought you were talking about cleaning the environment. It's going to be
an actual car.
Riley, there was more that you wanted to talk about. Go ahead.
Yes. So the second thing I want to talk about is visiting New Hampshire. What historical places or places in general would you recommend people visit while they visit New Hampshire?
One place that I have wanted to go for the 6+ years that I've lived in New Hampshire is a place in Salem called America's Stonehenge.
Yeah, same here.
There's also Mount Monadnock that I have yet to climb. I know for a fact that that's a place that you want to climb, so I think we're planning a trip to go there.
Sounds like a good idea to me. I don't really care about
Washington.
Historical
you
places.
Can drive up it. It's the.
They've also got a train. You can take a choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Yeah, the Cog Railroad, which is
it's a choo-choo.
It's a special choo-choo that has gears instead of just rolling up a track. It would never go up otherwise. But the Mount Washington's unique because you can get on the highest mountain east of the Mississippi by driving up it. Look, yeah. I climbed Mount Washington, and I did it in about 35 minutes, or whatever it is. And so that's pretty cool. There's also, you'd want to see Portsmouth, which is a unique sort of fishing town.
It's got the Bitcoin shop as well, run by our friend Derek J. Freeman and his boyfriend.
If you head up into the North Country, you can see a moose. Not
no, you
yet.
Can't see it.
I've been there numerous times and never seen a moose.
Yep.
I'm convinced. Right now, I have seen as many moose in my life as I have seen Bigfoot.
Mark has seen a moose. He almost ran into one once. There's video of that.
He saw something that he alleges is a moose.
Oh, no. There's video of a moose.
There's video of something that Mark says is a moose.
Have you seen the video?
I saw the video.
There's plenty of video of moose. Not much video of Bigfoot.
It's clearly a moose.
Oh, you've not been watching the same YouTube channels. There's a lot of video of Bigfoot.
I've seen everybody tags me in every Bigfoot video there is out there because I like it. I like the notion.
You ought to talk to my roommate. He's really into Bigfoot.
Cryptozoology, the idea of a North American primate, makes sense to me. But
Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster.
Not as much the Loch Ness Monster, just Bigfoot.
That's in Scotland.
Champy. The Lake Champlain monster right outside of Burlington.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know much about historical places. I went to that Fort 4. There's like a
fort at number 4.
Fort at number 4, some old fort. And if you're into, old forts.
Bunch of covered bridges in the Keene area.
Right, that's so funny. There you go. It's New Hampshire. There's not a whole lot to do up here, except for freedom.
There's stuff to do. New Hampshire is actually one of the most active states as far as people getting out and running, jogging.
It's true, because when it warms up, people want to get the heck outside.
Riley, thank you for the call, and look forward to actually meeting you in person in just a
few weeks.
Couple of weeks
now. See you soon.
I believe. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and give us all your bad puns.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.